my son, my daughter, my wife, all these things. Many, many lives you will get, take part according to his karma. One should be happy with what God gives. Thereby he becomes free from result of his pious activity and impious activity and start devotional service. And as he becomes completely attached, he goes back to there where his attachment is, to lotus feet of Krishna, and go back to Krishna. You have got little attachment, anything subtle or gross. You have to come again and again. How much you plan and become, think yourself intelligent? He said, you will be happy by this. Didn't I tell? That you may plan and think I will be happy, but you will become later on more in miserable condition than you were before. And this is what happened to you. You didn't have son, you are all right, okay, more or less. Now you had a son, then you lose. Than you had before. Just like Prabhupada said, anybody doesn't come to Krishna consciousness, they are unfortunate. And if they come to Krishna consciousness, they are most fortunate. But after coming to Krishna, those who leave, they are most unfortunate. They are most unfortunate. You got the thing, again, leave it. Left it. I don't know whether I will take more time. Whether I will take more time. I don't know. It's almost an hour. So these things are there. Intelligent person, Okama, he has no material desire. But we sometimes have better to worship Krishna, and gradually, like a mountain is crashed by the thunderbolt, smashed, so our material desire will become free from it, gradually, simply serving Krishna. And one day we become free from material desire, develop attachment to Krishna, Krishna's service, anything related to Krishna, and our material desire is zero, who has to make material desire zero, either gross or subtle. And attachment to the material things becomes zero. A complete attachment to Krishna, things related to Krishna, Krishna's devotee, of course Krishna prasad and everything, Krishna's dham. Then you go back to life successful. Akama, sarvakama, moksha kama, even give up desire of moksha, bartender. Udaradhi, but if you still have desire of getting liberation, still better worship Krishna and give up worshipping other so-called gods. They are demigods. Chaitanya Chaitamita, Krishna's Kaviraj says, Krishna is the only master of everybody, even up to Brahma, up to Shiva, even Narayan is subordinate to Krishna. So stick to Krishna and Krishna only. If not, at least Narayan. Krishna. And go back to Vaikuntha, Krishna. As I said about his disciple, I hope he will this life go back to Godhead. If he has any little material desire, he will go very higher position. And then, after serving again, devotional service, rendering, he will become free from that desire and go back to Godhead. So we should learn from this. He may have material desire, subtle growth. Sometimes leaders are asked by the devotee, so Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, or somebody, do you have material desire? Somebody very frank, he said, yes. But sometimes maybe name pen and rest before. So it's not easy to get rid of this. To be in that position is easy, just like I am in the dress of a sannyasi. But I am trying, we should try to become. We should know what is the ideal sannyasi, but ultimately what is a Vaishnava. He has got all pure duties, has got the qualities of a Vaishnava. This is mentioned. Krishna told Uddhava in 11th canto. And Chaitanya Chaitamita is there, the 26th symptom of a pure devotee. A Vaishnava. So we should check all these things, Prabhupada said. Before you go to sleep and check out, I have come here to go back to Godhead doing devotional service. I am supposed to be a Vaishnava. Have I developed all these qualities manifested? We don't have to endeavor simply by surrendering. And we may not be completely 100% surrendered. That is perfection. Perfection. Who can say, putting his hand on his heart, that I have 100% surrender? We can ask ourselves. So we have yet to do. Prabhupada says, there is no limit to perfection. One shouldn't say, I have become perfect. Though even become perfect, even achieving perfect, should never think in front of object of senses that I am liberated. Then Maya is so powerful teaching. Look, you still yet to achieve perfection. So exactly like that, surrendering also like that. You should never think I'm 100% surrendered, though you should try always. This applies to all of us. It's just simply what Prabhupada said, it applies to us all. And you should try. Any question? Come. Yeah.
You mentioned tonight about the 26 qualities.
Yes.
And how they don't have to make a necessary endeavor to simply just surrender. I'm going to use that as an excuse, perhaps, that, well, what can I do? I'm not yet surrendered. Can't expect very many of these qualities to be in my person. Are we simultaneously meant to make an endeavor to be aware of what those qualities are and to cultivate them in separate but within the realm of our devotional life, or is it just something which we forget about and just plow on, as it were?
I'm simply repeating what Prabhupada said. He said, simply by surrendering, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, gradually you manifest all these qualities. One should know what are these qualities. He doesn't call it anybody. He is very grave. He doesn't talk nonsense. Other than Krishna Katha, that's absolutely necessary. He is very poetic. He is very peaceful. He is pure, like a Brahmin. And this can be in detail, we can read all these things. So it is always a question of degree and quality. He is very mild. He is the benefactor of everybody, all living entities. He is benevolent. He controls six urges, lust, anger, greediness, all these things, enviousness, all these things. He eats just as much as is necessary to make his body fit, keep his body fit. So he is not envious of others. He has no material desire. He is not crazy. He gives respect to everybody. He doesn't, on his own, for himself, he does not expect respect from others. He is equal to others. He is faultless. He has no enemy. He is friendly to others. Can anybody help? I have already said 19. I'm counting.
Clean.
I said suci. It includes.
Grave.
He's grave, I said. Gambhir. I've said 19. Now, 7 more there.
Imagine completely surrendered to the Supreme.
Yeah,
Krishna.
Thank you. Krishna Kusharan. Completely surrendered to Krishna. Simply one of these you want to have, because it takes time. You automatically develop all those things.
So
20. Now sober. 6 more.
Huh? You mentioned sober.
Sober I didn't mention. Then another one is he's expert. I remember now. So we have done 22. Anybody can help? 4 more to make, yeah?
Magnanimous?
I think.
Magnanimous. Compassion is also mentioned as slightly
the
very simple.
Simple. I think simple is one. So we have done 24. 2 more, Shambhu or any other. Fired up Brahmachari. Brahmachari, huh?
Tolerant.
I don't remember. It's tolerant. I don't
because.
Simple.
Merciful.
I think, yeah, merciful, you are right. And maybe one is compassion. It may be almost near, but both are there, I think. One is Kripalu. Yes. I think that's 16. That is 26. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mata. Thank you. But Krishna said to to Uddhava, 28, that you check it in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11 countries called Uddhava Gita. Before Krishna disappears from our material vision, he was instructing Uddhava, one of his topmost devotees, and asking him, go to Badrinath. At that time, in that 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 28 things there. It may not be everything in the same word, but 28 mentioned. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, this 26, which Prabhupada early days used to tell devotees, at night before you go to bed, you remember, you try to think, have I developed all these qualities? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, every Akadashi day, one should meditate on this. Have I developed all this? How much advancement I made from last Ekadashi to this Ekadashi? And check. Sometimes Prabhupada will say, before you go to bed, when you take milk, all of you should eat Krishna book and meditate on Krishna's pastime, form, beauty. Or when you get up early in the morning, at once say Krishna, 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 from the moment you open eyes and may switch on either morning or before go to bed, early in the morning or before go to bed, Krishna meditation, that means description of the spiritual world by Brahma, Brahma Samhita. Chintamani, Prakrasa, all these things. Because these two times, what you remember, it make impression deeply in your mind and can remember all these things. Anytime, spontaneously will come. Sorry.
So it would, we understand that surrendering means to understand these qualities and to try to apply them in our lives? Is that
Prabhupada says, surrender in a different way, different place says. Because surrendering, in general, you can say to become obedient. Another place says, surrendering means, my dear Krishna, I absolutely belong to you. When somebody say wholeheartedly from the core of his heart, and when even becoming renounced order, one gives up this I and mine. When somebody make group, making I and mine, this is mine, this, and this is also subtle Maya, this is he's in the grip of Maya. Making, then he has to come again to make again group. He said that, the material existence. It's not that somebody is married, has got money, this is, he's only in Vishwai. Because one could be in his renouncer externally and have a lot of things possession and very attached to it, which may be temporary. This is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Subtle and gross. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the six which Ajara Acharya accepted. Things favorable, you accept in devotional service. Things unfavorable, you reject in devotional service. Always a firm faith, Krishna will protect me, Krishna will maintain me. So these four. Another, Krishna's interest is my interest. That is fifth. And sixth, always feel yourself meek and humble. Sixth. And these are also explanations of their father. By Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is called surrender in little detail more. The more there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has got some song which is called Saranagati. There are also more there. The, my dear Lord, whether you kill me or you save me, doesn't matter. I have to surrender. That means whatever the Lord wants, I have to do. Sometimes very difficult to do. What Guru says, Sadguru, or what Krishna wants from us. So it takes sometimes, maybe many lives, sometimes one life, sometimes within a second. Depends on person. That is surrender, I would say. Yes.
In 1966, I think, there was a tape of Prabhupada in New York, probably before the first initiation year. Mm. And, you know, it was 30 days in ISKCON, how the 26 qualities would be up on every wall, practically speaking, of the temple.
That's it. Really? I remember we used to commit to memory those.
So, this tape Rafa was talking about the qualities, and he was asking the devotees, do you know what the 26 qualities are?
That's it.
And if you've heard enough, nobody's answering. Rafa calls upon various devotees by their names, their karmi names. I don't know, Paul, different David, different names you can hear him mention. Everyone's silent. Event, well, that's one of the qualities that nobody mentioned. But then somebody said, Swamiji, they're in the book. They're in the book, Swamiji. And Prabhupada said, it's not enough to know they're in the book. It's something like, you have to know them, otherwise how you will develop these qualities. My Prabhupada was also indicating you shouldn't be lazy to the idea, you have to make a conscious endeavor to also be aware of that and check ourselves sometimes to apply these things in our lives. Mm-hmm. If they are part of the process of surrendering to Krishna, at least their stage, higher stage, maybe question.
I sometimes mention it in the class in Mayapur, often they know. You want to become a Vaishnava? Have you developed all this quality? How much? Then you know how, what sort of Vaishnava you are. Compared to outsider, maybe you are. But in the eyes of scripture, have we become Vaishnava? Check it. Very simple. These are the symptoms. Check. Any business is this. Oh, yes. You're asking questions.
Well, just you mentioned about devotee living. But it's the same, Prabhupada said that when someone is living, there is 50% because the person wants to live, but there is 50% because we are not able to keep them. So it is a big responsibility for us. And in fact, we can see that many devotees are living. So how can we improve? Must we sit together and just try to improve?
That is why you are having Ishta Goshti to check all these things. You have got class for this discussion. Having serving and Vaishnava Ketanas and keeping ourselves always in the association of Vaishnava and always 24 hours engaged in service, gradually we can improve and ask ourselves, have we advancing? Bhaktisiddhanta Sahib said, easy way to check whether you are advancing or not, because it is dynamic. Either you advance or retard, you go backward. It's not that I have become a sannyasi, I am advancing. No, no, no. Either you advance or not. What is the check? Very tangible, you know. You can know the result, whether you are advancing or not. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, simply check. Are you developing attachment to Krishna's form, beauty, pastime, His dham? Of course, many of us are attached to prasad. But other things like that, Krishna katha, Krishna's form, deity, dham, devotee, harinam, harikatha, and at the same time, whatever in the material world is temporary, whether gross or subtle, even subtle means name, fame, position, one thing is I am sannyasi, I am jivisi. This is also material. Sarvapadhivinutam. That you have become free from this attraction, isn't it? And more attraction here. If it increases, the attraction towards this, and this is decreasing that much, just reciprocal, then you have made tangible advance, otherwise it is all mixed. You like this, also you like to go outside, see so many things, you know, that is all mixed up. This is the way Prabhupada said, Rasavarjam Rasavrushka. You have got higher taste in Krishna consciousness, so you will detest. Or you become disgusted with material things, even subtle, making advancement. These are the same things. This is what Prabhupada also said. This is also Sloka there, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other places. Chaitanya Chaitanya. Bhakti Parishan Gobu, Virakti, disgusted with material stuff. So, some Ramanujacharya or Jamunacharya says, when all sensual desire comes to me in my mind, I spit on it. But you can't help it. As long as the body is there, even you give up all this desire, still it may come. Some of the strongest desire, deep within our heart from time immemorial, that will haunt us. But what can be done? You just spit on this and try to associate. I will say this. That is what Prabhupada also in commentary there. You can check it. Yes, you want to say something? Sham, want to say? Yeah.
You mentioned also that one who comes to Krishna consciousness is the most fortunate.
Yeah, Prabhupada said that.
And one who leaves is most unfortunate.
Yeah, he also said a few days ago, I was reading Prabhupada's letter, saying, but one after coming Krishna consciousness and leaves, he must be most fortunate because he's missing such a thing. You know, knowing even. Knowing and relishing. Both they will come back again. But again, another place says, whoever once came to Krishna consciousness and stayed for some time, longer he stayed, usually will come back. Chance is coming back quickly, longer he stayed. Unless he has got many dirty things, many doubts, this, that in his mind. Or much proud, this, that. It's simply, you will know this thing if you read Prabhupada's letter book. I used to read hundreds of letters of Prabhupada when the devotees writing. Maybe majority of the 65 to 75% of this letter and answer is of grihastha's problem. Wife, husband or other thing. And rest is maybe sannyasis, brahmacharis, departmental head, president, GVC's question, managerial, so many other things. You will find all answer questions. In one place, so many things, distinct things. He is not doing rounds, oh, he is not my disciple. He may take initiation from me. He is not doing very basic thing. He is not doing 16 rounds job. I don't consider him my disciple. He may be saying all these things are there. He is not following four levels. He is No question. All these things are there. And you find the devotee is asking and Prabhu is answering. One devotee asked Prabhupada, one girl, Mataji, he said, Prabhupada, you so much listen, hear about love, love, pure love. Where is love? Prabhupada said, search within your heart. It is locked up. The storehouse of love of God is there. It's all locked. Something like that. Easy. But fine. Innumerable letters, maybe thousands. If not, at least 1,000 I read, maybe more. Those days when they're writing. His secretary is coming every day, as if you feel like you're just sitting by the side of Prabhupada. Prabhupada all answered there to the question. And different persons. And Prabhupada is very practical. Also, all his scripture, Prabhupada is quoting scriptures like this. No, polygamy cannot be supported. Though Krishna's time, maybe they are one is marrying so many girls. Prabhupada said, no, I don't want to introduce this thing. It's not good practical, something like that, you find it. Somebody would say that. Even they can maintain so many wives and keep them happy, still for us, no. It'll create problems, something like that. You can read it. I don't know how to say in case I tell something wrong. I don't know how to tell. But you read Prabhupada's letter book, it's very instructive. We can solve many of our problems. All of us, who can say that I have no problem? All devotees have got minor or major problems sometimes. You read this letter book and you'll find so many answers. I saw many temples have got. Here do we have? No. Five set.
In the library.
Good. I sometimes consult it. And sometimes those letters, also from the letter mostly taken, there's a book called Shikshamrita Prabhupada. They are categorized in terms of subject. On that subject what Prabhupada said. Letter. It's very good. Somebody gave me one set. I have sometimes seen it. Also the letter I got, they said, oh, so we don't, you want? They did it in Xerox. Sometimes, Christchurch ones. They say, I can give you one. I have that. I sometimes see. I don't have original book, five volume. I see that letters. Very good. Everybody will be, find many solutions. Who cannot approach others. Sometimes it's difficult. Some people are very busy, unapproachable. But you have got maybe a very urgent problem. Solution you require urgently. You cannot approach, at least go through. Shikhamita Prabhupada's three volume, I think. Yes, three volume. Or there is subject wise there. Otherwise, if you want to scheme up the whole ocean, then you see Prabhupada's letter book.
Oh,
yeah. Folio. I don't know how many persons have got. Maybe Mataji has a few persons. No, office few. Email folio. I don't have. Somebody asked me. So, they don't have. I think more than 8:30 now, 8:34, shall we close now? We have other things left, other program. Thank you very much. Thank you. Alam,
alam,
nanu,
nanu,
shuchitena,
shuchitena,
gunai,
gunai,
ashamma,
ashamma.
Anati shayanasya,
anati shayanasya,
hitva,
hitva.
Itaran prathayato
prathayato
vibhuti
vibhuti
yasya
yasya
angri
angri
renu
renu
jushate
jushate
anabhiksha
anabhiksha
Do each line. Etabatala nanu suche suchitena.
Etabatala nanu suchitena.
Gunai shammanati sanasya.
Gunai shammanati sanasya.
Ittetaran prathayato vibhuti.
Ittetaran prathayato vibhuti.
Jasyangire nu jusate anabhiksho.
Jasyangire nu jusate anabhiksho.
Eta batala nanusi uchite nam.
Eta batala nanusi uchite nam.
Gunei rasamma anuti sanasya.
Gunei rasamya anuti sanasya.
Ittetaran prathayato vibhuti.
Ittetaran prathayato vibhuti.
Jasyam dhirenum jusate anabhipsho.
Jasyam dhirenum jusate anabhipsho.
Etabatala nanusu chitena.
Etabatala nanusu chitena.
Shammanati sayanasya.
Kunai samyanati sayanasya.
Hitte taran pratyato vibhuti.
Hitte taran pratyato vibhuti.
Jasyangrire nu jusate anabhipsho.
Jasyangrire nu jusate anabhipsho.
Please try.
Etabatalam nanusu chitena.
Etabatalam nanusu
chitena. Gunarasam yanati shayanasya. Gunarasam yanati shayanasya. Invetaran pratayato vibhuti.
Invetaran Suchitena.
Suchitena.
By description.
By description.
Gunai.
Gunai.
By attributes.
By attributes.
Asamma.
Samya.
Immeasurable.
Immeasurable.
Anatisha anasya.
Anatisha anasya.
Of one who is unexcelled.
One who is unexcelled.
Hitva.
Hitva.
Living aside.
Living aside.
Itaran.
Itaran.
Others.
Others.
Prathayata,
prathayata,
of those who ask for,
of those who ask for,
vibhuti,
vibhuti,
favor of the goddess of fortune,
favor of the goddess of fortune,
yasha,
yasha,
one whose,
one whose,
hungry,
hungry,
feet,
feet,
renum,
renum,
dust,
dust,
yushate,
yushate,
serves,
serves.
Anabhipsho,
anabhipsho,
of one who is unwilling,
of one who is unwilling.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. It is now ascertained that he, the personality of Godhead, is unlimited and there is none equal to him. Consequently, no one can speak of him adequately. Great demigods cannot obtain the favor of the goddess of fortune, even by prayers. But this very goddess renders service unto the Lord, although he is unwilling to have such service. Please repeat after me. It is now ascertained that he, the personality of Godhead, is unlimited. And there is none equal to him. Consequently, no one can speak of him adequately. Great demigods cannot obtain the favor of the goddess of fortune. Even by prayers. But this very goddess renders service unto the Lord, although he is unwilling to have such service. Papa. The personality of Godhead or the Parameshwara, Parabrahma, according to the Srutis, has nothing to do. He has no equal, nor does anyone excel him. He has unlimited potencies, and his every action is carried out systematically in his natural and perfect ways. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is full in himself, and he has nothing to accept from anyone else, including the great demigods like Brahma. Others ask for the favor of the goddess of fortune, and despite such prayers, she declines to award such favors. But still, she renders service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he has nothing to accept from her. The Personality of Godhead, in his Garbhodakshay Vishnu feature, begets Brahma, the first created person in the material world. From his navel, lotus stem, and not in the womb of Goddess of Fortune, who is eternally engaged in his service. These are some of the instances of his complete independence and perfection. That he has nothing to do does not mean that he is impersonal. He is transcendentally so full of inconceivable potencies that simply by his willing everything is done without physical or personal endeavor. He is called therefore Yogeshwara, or Lord of all mystic power. So he's saying that he is Parameshwara, Parabrahma. You see, Bhagavad Gita even, all these two words are there, Parameshwara, Parabrahma, etc. Krishna didn't talk, also, Arjuna also said, and he said, Asita, Devala, others also accepted. Sometimes, Lord is called Aswamedha, once long ago. Early days, I remember. Prabhupada asked one of his disciples, he was still in there. His name is Karandas Prabhu's brother. What is his name? Dhananda Prabhu? You remember? He was in London, he was telling.
Keshava.
He used to take us for Sankirtan. He was staying in San Francisco's room. I was also used to translate. he is sick. Yes, maybe I was there to serve him. And he was telling, well, Prabhupada was one day asked, tell the shortest definition of the definition of God. Then he was trying to tell that he has got six opulences incomplete. Another definition of Bhagavan, something like that. He tried to establish. But then Prabhupada said, this is shortest, everybody likes that. In other scriptures, asumartha, or means not, and shama means equal. That person is God, to whom nobody is equal to and excel or superior to. I don't know, superior, excel, nearly same one. Excelling. He is God. And you see, in Krishna's case, in Narayana's case, nobody can excel in beauty, opulence, completeness, in renunciation, in knowledge, in power, in beauty. Like that. This is how you should choose. That Parashara Muni told. Vaishajyasya samagrasya. He is complete in all these things. Nobody is complete. Actually, the word Ishvara, Param Ishvara. Ishvara, the word Ish means to control. To some extent, living entities are also Ishvara. General term for God is Ishvara. One of the words. He is the controller. I think meaning most probably supreme controller. Sometimes, direct meaning is just controller. So living entity also, sometimes in Bhagavad Gita said, use this word about living entity, Ishvara. Just like I just put my hand like that, you are dressing differently. You have got control, like in somebody's body. And this ISKCON is made like that, Prabhupada said. ISKCON, International Society in English, for Krishna consciousness, Ish. Again, from Ishopanishad, is establishing from Veda. Among many Upanishads, one of the oldest is the Isha Upanishad, and Prabhupada selected that and write commentary on it. You have to establish that God is a person. Though he is not directly doing anything, he has nothing to do. Directly he doesn't do anything, but through others he gets things done, material energy doing. He simply desires and things done. He doesn't depend on anybody. He is independent. And so when Brahma realized, first living entity, and the Lord and his Dham, you know, that is the compilation of Brahma Samhita, everything is there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India, and he found that in Brahma Samhita, one part, in short, in nutshell, all our philosophy is given. Very nicely. Even the relation between Lord Shiva and Krishna or Vishnu. Very in a nutshell. Material nature. Spiritual nature. Srishti sthiti sadhana praktireka, something like that, in Brahma Samhita. Brahma, when he realized after the devotional service for his 1,000 years or something. And he's saying, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna is Parama Ishvara. Supreme control. Ish means control. God. Ishya Vasam Idam Sarvam. Everything is controlled and owned by the Lord. This is first or second sloka of Ishopanishad. And later on, many other characteristics of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Supreme Personal God. He is not impersonal or personal. Hiranmayena patrena shakta shapitam mukham. Then something, tatam pusham apavranam shakta dharmaya drishtaya. To appear devotee, O my dear Lord, please withdraw your effulgence so that you can see your beautiful face, something else. And many other slokas, which shows that God is a person. He has got personal characteristics. The impersonal characteristics also there is ultimately God is a person. And He is supreme controller. He is Parabrahma. Living entities are also Brahma. Ultimately everything is Brahma. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. To God, Supreme Person of God, Narayana, Krishna. Everything is Brahma. If somebody advances, he can also feel everything spiritual. And our first lesson also like that. In Krishna consciousness, we first learn, Prabhupada said, I am spirit. Aham Brahmasmi. But we are in para abodhajat. We are born ignorant. We are born Shudra. He is ignorant. At least Kali Yuga. Identifying yourself body, I am this body. That means he is ignorant. So he requires enlightenment. And he has got independence. The spirit soul is conscious, implies he has got independence. And in human birth, being higher than other living entities in general, real human being, he asks, Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa. Other living entities cannot ask questions like this. But human being, we can ask this question. Is it everything, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, which other living entities are doing? What is the meaning of life? So come the question, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. This is called Vedanta Sutra. Veda, words come from Vid. Bhars, Vid in Sanskrit, it means to know. From where you can know everything. That is called, that is Veda, Vedic literature. Even the scholars of the world, they accept Vedic literature as the oldest, especially Rigveda. States our creation and so many other things. In Veda is written the supremacy of the Lord Krishna. In Atharva Veda, Veda was first one, then was divided into four. We find there are other Upanishads there, many. 108. And then hardly anybody can understand Veda, because in a few words it's called Vedic aphorism. So many meanings in there. So Krishna said, Vedaścya sarvam ahami bhavetva. Purpose of Veda is to know me. Vedantukrit is I am the compiler of Veda. Veda Vichyam is only me who knows Veda. Common people can't understand. So it was made simple. First Vedanta Upanishad there, then it's made into Purana. There's 18 Purana, depending on one who is situated in mode of passion, ignorance, or goodness. There are Purana, six. There's out of 18, six Puranas. There's in a mode of goodness. Padma Purana, Vishnu Purana, like that. And the best among them, cream of all studies, they are given. Made simple. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it's considered cream of all the Purana. Vedic knowledge, cream of all Vedic knowledge. And it is a commentary, this is a commentary of Vedic knowledge, of Vedanta Sutra, who is the essence of all Vedic knowledge. And everybody cannot understand. It is said, out of thousands and thousands of Brahmin, that means those who are in the mode of goodness, one can become a Jagi Brahmin, best Brahmin. You can do yoga, chant mantra perfectly. Now you don't find much. And among thousands of them, Jagi Brahmin, one can become a Vaidanti, who knows Vedanta. And out of thousands of Vedanti, hardly one can become a Vaishnava or a devotee of Vishnu or Narayana. Out of thousands of them, maybe one or two can become the pure devotee of Krishna. So, we find this not so easy. That's why I say, out of thousands of people, hardly one try to achieve perfection. That means, the Acharya says, when you mean perfection, it means to conquer birth. That means liberation, liberated person. We know, this liberated person actually rendering devotional service. But according to Acharya, also, those who are practicing that, and that is also one type of devotional service. In this way, we are progressing. And out of many, many of them, those who try and achieve perfection, hardly one or two can know Krishna factually as it is. So, many wrote about Bhagavad Gita, maybe more than 760 Gopas time Prabhupada. Couldn't make hardly any devotee. The purpose of Bhagavad Gita asking Krishna to become a devotee. But they focus on them, Radha. They explain everything that they become, show themselves that they are God. Though they are borrowing all knowledge from Krishna, hardly mention the name of Krishna. They just used to add Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. And Prabhupada came, didn't take any credit. He humbly gave all the credit to other acharyas, guru, and basically focused on Krishna as much as possible. So throughout the world, people appreciated. Not only that, purpose of Vedic knowledge or to know Krishna and become devotee as Krishna said. That is what Prabhupada did. Everywhere in the world. Because he is which is rarest, very rare, knows Krishna and can give Krishna and Krishna consciousness, a pure devotee. And so he is making others a pure devotee. If we associate with pure devotee, gradually we can also pure. So Prabhupada's disciples still running his organization, and through this organization they are also bringing others to Krishna consciousness, and people easily become a devotee. Because preaching means, in simple, establish the supremacy of Krishna. Krishna is most beautiful, Krishna is most powerful, Krishna knows everything, most renounced, like the six opulences. Even sometimes there are other demigods also there. Sometimes these three, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara, Rudra, Shiva, they consider these three, Trinity, consider topmost. Sometimes there is debate also on this. India still now, especially whether Lord Shiva is great, or among these three, something Lord Shiva, some Krishna, and there is always debate this, still now. And you find deity, from time you are like thousands of years old, find deity of Shivlinga or Shiva or Narayana or Krishna. And sometimes they have a debate among themselves. Especially South India. And most cases, those are Vaishnav, they win. And many stories there in Purana and Upanishad establishing the supremacy of the Supreme Person of Godhead, Krishna. Lord Shiva has got many followers. He easily give them boon what they want, like Vrikasura. He was sacrificing, and gradually, when he could not see his worshipable deity Lord Shiva, he started giving out his flesh in the fire. A point came, still Lord Shiva is not appearing. So he thought, better I give my life. She's going to cut his head and offer it to the Lord. At once Lord Shiva appeared and he stopped. Don't do all this. Tell me, what do you want? Well, if you are pleased, I want, then if I put my hand to anybody's head, then this will fall or crack. And see if Krishna will pass. Shiva, Lord Shiva is called Ashutosh. Ashu means quickly, soon. And Tosh means to satisfy, pleased. Which means he is easily pleased. Also, he will quickly, in any moment, he will get angry also. His name is called Rudra. He came from, like that, when somebody, Lord Brahma got angry. And so between the two eyebrows, Rudra came. That is very great. And he is also in charge of the mode of ignorance. You know, he is one of the gunavata. He is almost like Narayana. Only difference is like Brahma says, like milk and yogurt. Milk can turn into yogurt, but yogurt and vice versa is not possible. Yogurt cannot turn into milk. So Lord Shiva is sometimes compared to the yogurt, which is as good as milk even then. And still it is not enough. Milk is milk. Krishna, Narayana sometimes compared with milk. And because you did that, and Lord Shiva said, okay, tathastu, let it be. And then he wanted to put his hand to Lord Shiva's head. Lord Shiva can understand all these things. He at once left. And as wherever he goes, he is chasing Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva told the universe, so many places going here and there. Everywhere he is coming. Then Vishnu, when he went towards Vishnu's place, I think about, and Lord Vishnu suddenly turned into a brahmachari. And they are looking very, very sweet, handsome, beautiful personality. And he went to Brikashula and had conversation with him. Some or other, he captivated him. And Brikashula thought, oh, very nice brahmachari. He is listening to him. And the brahmachari, Narayana in the form of brahmachari, he had some motive, he saved Lord Shiva. He said, oh, what are you doing? He was chasing Lord Shiva, told him. Then Lord Shiva said, that Brahmachari, Narayana, the form of Brahmachari, said, you believe him? He gave you this boon. He put the hand on anybody's head and it will fall off. You believe him? Can you see? And they scared about Lord Shiva, something. Who will believe him? But Lord Shiva always, you know, in Sashan he is sitting, sometimes calm, around his garland, with the trident, whole body, you know, smeared with ashes. Ghosts, hobgoblins are surrounded by him, his followers. He was telling some characteristic of Lord Shiva, so that he doesn't give importance to Lord Shiva's word. And gradually, he was listening and saying, yes, 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 Master God. He said, who will believe all this? The boon he gave you, how is it possible? You can try, see? And at once you can teach him that. First, you can try. Why don't you put your hand on your head? He is so absorbed, listening, suddenly he puts his hand, at once it cracks. And this way, Krishna or Vishnu, save Lord Shiva. Also some other, other time, like Lord Shiva Sangai Vasudha, he, when Lord Shiva was dancing, he came and playing drum. Lord Shiva was very pleased. And what boon you want? He said, I want to have tremendous power, have many hands. And Lord Shiva, he had got maybe 1,000 or 2,000 hands here. But that guy again come to Lord Shiva and say, I don't have rival, everybody is scared of me. So I don't have anybody to fight with. But he is all. Lord Shiva could understand. He has too much to fight with others. Everybody ran out of seeing him. But so one day he will come across people who will fight with him. Lord Shiva said, then you will get good lesson. Actually that happened. He used to, with his hand, with his fist, he used to hit the mountains and other, because he doesn't know how to use this hand now. Everybody ran away seeing him. He's got so many hands. So once he has to fight with Lord Krishna, and Shiva with his sons, commander-in-chief of the demigods, Kartikeya, Ganesh, they all came. And still they can't win fighting with Krishna. And Krishna will cut his hand all one by one into pieces. Almost going to finish, just left maybe a few hands, four or two or something. With his 500 bows and arrows he was shooting at one, in one bow, so many arrows. And even Lord Shiva came, Ganesh came, nobody could fight with Krishna. And Shiva, in one fight, either that, this one or another one, he'll be using his most powerful weapons, arrows, or weapons. These are in Krishna will say, Shiva Jara, and Krishna will be sending his Narayanastra. These things are very subtle. One is very hot, you know, make whole atmosphere, and one is very cold. It says, one can tolerate heat but cannot tolerate cold. All these things in detail. In Srimad Bhagavatam there, and Prabhupada wrote in detail how Krishna is supreme. There are quite a few stories like that. Another one, ultimately Shiva was what is called yoni, he couldn't fight and most probably left. Banasura will be defeated and Krishna will win. And his Lord, Banasura's Lord, worshipable Shiva, couldn't do anything to save him, his life. Two other incidents also there. King of Kashi also, some incidents. Something different, Krishna. And this way you see the supremacy of Krishna is established. Also even Shankaracharya, he is accepted as one of the topmost authority of India in spiritual life. He even before leaving, he said to his disciples, just simply serve Govinda, bhaja Govindam, bhaja Govindam, bhaja Govindam muramate, prapte sanhite marane, nahi nahi rakshate dukkha. Usually impersonalist, they are a very big scholar, and they can screw out so many meanings from Vedic literature, and it's very difficult to defeat them. But he himself, before he leaves his body, he told his disciples, All your word jugglery, knowledge, won't help you. Just serve Govinda. In Atharva Veda, also said, Brahmano Devotee Putra. Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is one who appeared as the son of Devaki. And different other places in Veda mentioned, when sun was not there, moon was not there, stars, planets, Brahmas, or Narayana was there. No creation, Narayana was there, or Krishna was there. Narayana Krishna is not defined because Narayana means opulent aspect of personality in opulent form of Krishna. He is worshipped with awe and reverence. But still in a subtle way, who was the judge, then even Narayana hasn't got some of the characteristics as Krishna has got. In that way, Krishna is supreme. And once the sages were discussing some place, could be no Nishan, in Srimad Bhagavatam, and they selected and deputed Bhrigu Muni, most probably. Yes, maybe. To check, to test, who is among the Trinity, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar, who is greatest? So we'll go and test. Because he is the son of Brahma. Lord Shiva is like his brother, because Shiva born from Brahma. And he will go first to his father. It is natural, if you go to a senior person, Vedic system, even his father, especially, is like a guru or mother. One should know proper etiquette how to treat him. But he was talking to him, how you are this, that, and hardly, you know, treating him properly, paying obeisance, this, that, to his father. Brahma got angry. But he was just going to give him lesson. For some reason, he just controlled his anger. But Bhigu, being a very advanced yogi, good psychic, you know, movement, he could understand what Brahma is, how he's reacting, getting angry. So he could know he sometimes could be influenced by mode of passion. Likewise, when he left that place and then went to from Brahma's place to Lord Shiva, where Shiva was there. Shiva in relation to him is like a brother. Naturally, when Shiva was with Parvati Deva, saw his coming, his brother, I said, went to receive him, welcome, how is there, going to hug him, embrace him. He said, stay off, stay. He's surprised, why is he treating me like this? No, you are always with the ghost, hobgoblins, smearing your body with dust, it's not very pure. Shiva also is called Rudra, he easily get angry. Gradually he's getting very angry. Why is he? Still, he's going to treat him nicely, you know, welcome him, but he's going away. No, don't touch. His father suddenly Shiva got very angry, took his trident and is going to finish him. But Shiva's wife, she's the controller of three modes of material nature in charge. So, any just like any wife, she can pacify the husband. She knows, so she fell down at her feet, at his feet, and she pacified her husband. I don't do this. He's your brother. What are you doing? And this way, God said, all right. If I get angry sometimes, not good. Maybe what she is doing, I should do. Okay. Pacified, cool down. And Bhigu could see that it gets carried away. Actually, Lord Shiva, a very advanced devotee. But he's in charge of ignoring. So sometimes, he may be sometimes good to be affected. Then he went to Vishnu's place. and Vishnu is lying, and almost closed his eyes, relaxing, and whereas Lakshmi Devi is serving Vishnu, maybe massaging. And Bhrigu went there and to test him. He's straight going to him, seeing him. He just put his feet on his chest, almost kicking. Lord Vishnu got up. And Lakshmi couldn't tolerate. What? Just putting his feet on my husband's chest. Got very upset. He said, Brahmins. Bhrigu is Brahmin, great sage. Brahmins are always never favored by Lakshmi usually. They are usually very poor. Because Lakshmi doesn't like, why you put your feet on my husband's chest? But Narayan at last got up. Oh, I'm sorry, come. He took him, nicely received him, said that maybe he got hurt. Huh? My heart is like stone. He must have bought a remedy. So he started massaging his feet, washing, almost started worshipping him. He was overwhelmed, seeing how he's treating him. He's one of the Trinity, and he's treating him like that, unlike other two. You know? He has been overwhelmed seeing his treatment. He couldn't check his emotion, maybe tears were coming down. Then he gradually asked him to stop and all these things. And when he went back, he said, my experience is Vishnu is much more in the mode of goodness, and so I will consider him his greatest among these three. This is Bhrigu's conclusion. And the sages accept it. We are becoming Vaishnava, Brahmin, Grihastha, Sannyas, Devisi, whatever it may be. We are trying to become Vaishnava. We know this is Kali Yuga. People are very sinful. What we can do? We can accept the authority of the Great Personality, Mahajan. Like Brahma, Shiva, they have got Sampradaya, even Lakshmi and Kumara, great authority, Mahajan. Even they have got Sampradaya, they accept Krishna as the greatest. And still worshipping in their disciplic succession, still trying to establish the supremacy of Krishna. So what we are, Kali Yuga, little guys, doing so many nonsense, sinful activity, trying to become Krishna. We simply have to accept it. That's all. And then we can also become pure. Very simple. What is the difficulty? You have nothing. You read Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 8, the seed verses, first one, by saying nature of the Absolute Truth from whom everything is coming. You know, from Mahavishnu, Karnataka Vishnu, all innumerable universes are coming. He say, Parashra Shakti Vibhudhavishwate. He's got innumerable potencies. All these things are there. There are many quotations of how Narayana or Vishnu or Krishna is the Supreme. I don't want to say more. I just repeat all those simple verses. Or the Acharya say. Still now in India, those four sampradayas there, they're trying to establish that, they say, great authority. And they're saying, oh, Krishna is the greatest, or Vishnu is the greatest. All these things are there. There are many quotations there. All these things are there. Many quotations are how Narayana or Vishnu or Krishna is the Supreme. I don't want to say more. I just repeat all those simple verses. what the Acharya said. Still now in India, those four sampradayas there, they're trying to establish that, they say, great authority. And they're saying, and Krishna is the greatest, or Vishnu is the greatest. They simply accept and read this, and also preach, and thereby we can know Krishna this way, this is preaching, and go back to Krishna. Thank you. Any question? Dhyananda Guru, any comment?
Some devotees think that they may be devoted to Lord Ram or they may think that Krishna is just another avatar, not understand that he is supreme. So should the devotee believe them, think like that, or try to help them to understand?
Can you again tell? That Krishna is an incarnation and Rama is Supreme Person of the Godhead.
That may think that their worshipful deity is supreme. Mm-hmm. Maybe Ram, maybe Narayan.
My understanding from Prabhupada, this is a very good question though. Thank you very much. For say, all these things, whether Krishna is greater than Ram, Vishnu, don't get into all these things. Just believe this. Any moment, it's like other focus from Narayan, other focus from Ram. These are just the opulent aspect. According to our authority, Krishna's sweet aspect was the little boy in Vrindavan, that is greatest. That's all. Even among Krishna, which there is, is in Mathura Krishna, in subtle way, defines little. And Dwarakas Krishna, which is the opulent part of Jagannath Krishna. But we are always Jagannath, the chanting dancing. Goes, don't get it. Better. But you remain that Krishna is greatest. This is. That's all. I also want to ask, goes, don't get into it. Lord Ram, as good as Krishna, that's all. And do everything as you do for Krishna. Chant, dance, and attend, and do everything for Ram. But we are actually, this Krishna is this this form we accept in our form, that most confidential ones. Krishna said that always meditate on me, Manmana Bhava, in form of Krishna. But if somebody is doing Rama, don't get into too much into all these things. You can say, Krishna is greatest. Just little, that's all. That is what you know. But the moment get into it, you might come into offense. Because Rama is nothing but Krishna. Just like one man, Prabhupada said, he in his house, he has got sweet relation with his son, daughter, relatives, wife. The same man has gone to the court and he may be a justice. He's sitting there. It should happen, one of his relatives, it could be his son or grandson, did something wrong. And he's brought to the court and he's sitting there and he's as a culprit, he's standing in front of him. He cannot say, as his relation is, Grandpa, or whatever you call, he has to, my dear Lord, and he has to say, also, like a culprit, you have to give this one, with awe and reverence, the dealings like that. The person is the same, but here, he should be treated, he is just in another form, not that sweet relation form. The person is the same. So Krishna, Narayan, Ramchandra is like this. But we, our authorities say, establish this way, that Krishna is form, that is the top. He is the source of everything, even Narayana is subordinate, Ram others. But Prabhupada personally, privately say, don't get into all these things, in form of offense. Do as you do for Krishna, do everything, because we are in a low level, such a fallen, and all this. Why get into God with all this? If you become Ram, then go to Lord Ramchandra, he has good experience. Suppose you get a PhD, somebody get maybe first class first, and somebody gets first class second. So he's absolutely. This is the gross example. That is what I know. I also asked Prabhu, I said, don't get into to come to offense to the Lord. He's 15 persons to God in Lord Ramchandra. But we are not even dashed to the feet of Lord Ram's pure devotee. And why are you going to distinguish her? The same person, Prabhupada gave that example. But when the same man come back home, his grandson come, grandpa, he say, jump on his lap. But there he can't do it. The person is the same. He knows he's my grandfather. He cannot treat him like that. As long as he's inside the court, his relation is different. But the person is the same. So Krishna, Vishnu, Ram, like that.
You mentioned that there's four sampradayas. Are the other sampradayas very active in India?
Some are there, but not like in ISKCON, worldwide preaching. From Brahma, the sampradayas, Madhvacharya is still there in Udupi, and they are following old system. Usually in India, those are very conservative. Sadhu, they think one shouldn't cross Kalapani, at the dark water, that means blue water, that means sea. He may be ostracized, may be impure, for example, moment to cross. Let him go far away to other countries. Those things. Those don't follow Vedic culture. There are many reasons, maybe. One is this, well known, everybody knows. But ISKCON doesn't care for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, say, wherever you go, everybody is a devotee of Krishna. They just don't know. You just tell them, remind them, and they're waking up. Jeev Jago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, wake up, spirit soul. And Upanishad say, Uttishtada Jagrata. Awake, rise, and do what you are supposed to as one. And sleeping, somebody waking up, at every moment he comes, no, I have my duty this. And Ramanuja Sampradaya there, those are coming from Lakshmi. And they worship mainly Lakshmi Narayan form. But Nimbarko, they worship Radha Krishna form. It's slightly different, but everybody accept you are all servant of God. Living entity cannot become God. Some of the very basic thing, fundamental thing all same. Slight difference in philosophy. Some may not accept gopis so elevated. That is, I think, Madhvacharyas. This is worship only Krishna. Maybe. Some worship Lakshmi Narayan, Ramanuja. And consider Krishna as incarnation. Or Jiva Goswami accept it. In one sense, if somebody says Krishna incarnation, accept, but you know ultimately everything is coming from Krishna. He comes as incarnation also. He is this expansion, originally. Because Brahma is saying, they accept, the Goswami says that. Krishna said, Krishna is God, he is saying, others are not saying that. Aham sarvasya prabhava, mattasva, everything is coming from me. And Vedanta also said that ultimately in the beginning, and Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmadasya Jataha. God means absolute truth, nature means from which everything is emanating. He is the source of everything. And Krishna says that. Everything is coming from. But when Shiva's thing comes, also has to be careful. Shiva is also a guna avatar, just like this. Yogurt and milk. But Shiva has got two aspects. One is he is as good as Vishnu, like Guna Avatar. He is in charge of the mode of ignorance. That doesn't necessarily mean he is in mode of ignorance. He is the greatest Vaishnava. But his case is exceptional. He is neither living entity, not completely Supreme Personality of God, in between. So when he asks too much about this, Prabhupada usually discourages. You know first Krishna. He is fathomless, you know, one cannot know completely. Why get into other tattva? And we are very fallen. Also it is Kali Yuga. Don't get into all these things. Ram is nothing compared to you. Sometimes did I heard Prabhupada in Bhagavad. Hardly they said, no, we don't get into all this thing. You are a follower of Krishna, we just try to establish Krishna's supremacy. That's right. But then Narayana, we just go all those temples. Lord Narayana and Rama is nothing but Krishna. No, this is just another form. His opulent aspect, that's all. And some are maybe deceived also, out of, but many, they don't get into it all Vaishnava. If you chant 1,000 times Narayana or Vishnu's name, you chant simply 3 times Ram, Vaishnava. Get that result. And another person, is the single one chant Krishna's name. You don't have to chant 3 times, you get a Rama. But all, many may not listen that. There's some are there, one of the scripture. They may not accept that. Some that is like spiritual is in India, just accept only Veda. Or Upanishad. But these are very difficult to understand, all this Vedic, what it means. Different authority explain different. Where do you accept highest authority, Krishna? Nobody knows what is the meaning of Veda. So who is the compiler? Krishna says, I know. You should know me. I compile. I know the meaning. So let us take from Krishna. What is the meaning? You can see. Any questions?
That about Narayana Rishi, that Krishna and Arjuna were incarnations of Narayana Rishi.
I think sometimes Krishna's devotees are as good as Krishna also. Just like say Govardhan, according to some scripture, Govardhan is the greatest devotee. Again, he's non-defined form also. These things are difficult to explain. Little bit only Acharya says. As God, about God, we cannot by reading, explaining, know. As much as they reveal to us, we can know. So the Acharyas, this way they explain. Almost spiritual world and about God, he is dubhubhavgam. That means he is difficult to comprehend all these things. But more we become pure and seeing our surrender, quality and degree, and the Lord and His service attitude, He reveals within the heart. That's why it's called transcendental one. It was revealed to Brahma, and Brahma explained how is Krishna, Narayana, how is material energy and their relation in a nutshell, as far as you can see. Within the heart, tene Brahma Hida, Lord reveals in the heart, and accordingly He glorifies and other recorded. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked him up from Atikrishna. So our Acharyas among them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom he taught, the Sikh Goswamis, they explained many books there, and very authoritative. All Sampradaya accepted, especially Jiva Goswami's short Sandarbha, very advanced devotee, can read later. That all these intricate things are there, this question, how from Narayana's hair, one black and one white incarnation came, and the other accept, they want to establish the Narayana, Lakshmi Narayana is a source, the incarnation of Narayana and all this. This is also, Prabhupada says, some cases, we cannot say this is wrong, who is there, you have to accept. At the same time, those who are staunch follower of Krishna, and want to establish Krishna's authority, his talk, like, Goswami, they also, from other places, showed how Krishna is the source. Even Narayana, Lakshminarayana is subordinate. And Radharani is the Adda Shakti, or the Lord's, non-divine from the Lord, at the center, she is the original, internal energy of the Lord, from which come Lakshmi and others. And they, from other scriptures, show something. It depends on which one you accept the authority. Like that. If you go, yes. Better to accept. When you are in a lower platform or school, you accept your heart. The immediate heart. Which line? You accept that line's higher authority. And somebody means the other line. Somebody is science aspect, or is art aspect, or is biology, or is astronomy. If you are in the astronomy line, you have to accept that line and see through him. Because you have got limited power. In our case also like that. I'll put it this way. We are nothing compared to Goswami's Prabhupada. So since we are following Prabhupada and Krishna on our limited capacity, we accept only and follow it. We get into all these things and get lost. We are not that advanced. I will say that. So even Shankaracharya is saying, but Shaivites, I know the impersonal, they explain a different way. The guy who was his disciple, he was, actually his name was Govinda, this is rest. In India it's like that. Many people think that the Vaishnava want to show from divine scripture supremacy of him. And Shaivite want to show supremacy of Shiva. So we just simply, since we are not that advanced, just stick to what Prabhupada says or our Acharya says. We just go beyond. And you see this, see that, suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has too much reading personage book. Even the top Mahabhagavat, he falls down. He cannot remain Vaishnava. What to speak of us? They can have a stamp. Doesn't necessarily mean that I become a Mahabhagavat. Mr. Madhikari, better be as you are. Don't show off. What do you think? You tell them, I'm trying this. They asked me to do this, this role. I'm trying. We'll be humble, then sick, maybe. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, be always humble. Think yourself Lord and store in a street and tell others, and give everybody respect. Stop here. Yananda Guru, 8:25. Prabhupada even says sometimes, somebody asking Prabhupada different philosophy, at one point Prabhupada said, look, I have limitation. When asking all philosophical questions, Western philosophers ask so many questions, so one knows, taking interview from Prabhupada, asking so many all philosophy of all these philosophers. Vasanaya answering at one point Prabhupada said, I have limitation. Hard to speak about. Let us be humble and tell our limitation of this. I don't know, say, people rather you please say he is sincere. Yes? There is Jananda Prabhu and Shambhu. Are the thing they are old devotees? We have association of Prabhupada, we can tell. We can comment on this. The Prabhupada says they want to speak of us. Better like father, like son. They're saying, follow what daddy says, guru says. Yeah. In Hindi they say, Bap ka beta, sipahi ka ghoda. And the sipahi, the one trainer, is mahout, the elephant. Elephant according to this. Not your head. Walk. So you have to guru, trainer. First guru is father, mother, and son, daughter, learn, and then become like them. So if you follow Prabhupada, you can, some quality of Prabhupada you get. Anybody following you can get a good quality. Ultimately, you are following Krishna, devotees have got all the good qualities of Krishna. In Krishna language. That is my understanding. There is a long way to go, most probably. But if you surrender, it may be short by Krishna's grace. Krishna can make Billa Mangal Thakur, he was blind. He went blind. He writes studies of scripture. Again, bhakti of mind. To study and speak is one thing. In action, doing something different. So again, bhakti of mind. And then, he became blind. He said, these are the cause. All these senses are our worst enemy. So, he made him blind. And then he could feel somebody's guiding him to Vrindavan. He's a little boy, looks like very naughty and See, he is holding him. All right, I'll take you to Vrindavan. You want to go? Who are you? He said, he would feel it is not an ordinary hand. Who is this? Suddenly, the hand, take it off. And he's holding. He said, who are you? Who are you? He won't say anything. Then he will understand. He said, I understand. You got rid of me. But can you get out of my heart? I understand you are. And he's laughing. He said, I'll take it to Vrindavan. And though it is a long distance those days in South India, but in 3 days covered the whole distance. Some may ask, how is it possible? Now, Jiva Goswami said, unless you accept inconceivable power of Krishna, you cannot understand how is it possible. How is it possible that Ramanuja, 1 month's walk through the forest, mountains, he came back also in just a few days. He once, from his childhood, did service, used to carry water for bathing for the deity of Lakshmi Narayana and walk over a hill every day to nearly about so many colors, water pot full of water, he'll go and carry them for the Lord. And Lord came as a, when he was going to be almost murdered by some persons, and he ran away and he has to go back to Kanchipuram. And in 3 days, which he distance he took a month, more than 1 month, 3 days by the accompanying one couple. Actually, if you could understand later, it's just Lakshmi Narayan came in disguise of a hunter and his wife. And they are also saying, I'm going in a dense forest where he has lost. He doesn't know the road, how to go, where is east, west, south, north. Dense forest. And they took him. At night they stayed. He served them again with water. Lakshmi Devi said, I like your water, very thirsty. And bring more, bring more. Suddenly, when he came, he saw, disappeared she and that hunter. Then he saw the jungle disappeared. He is in Kanchipuram. He talked to one guy, he said, you are already in Kanchipuram. How is it possible? He said, understand, must be my Lord, Lakshmi and Narayana. So this is also like that. You could understand, it must be that little naughty Krishna. He brought me. Then he's telling. And Krishna is smiling. And how is it possible? The acharyas also gave some explain. They can explain, it's not blind faith. He said, just like a lotus, just like a flower. When the sun is up, and they blossom. And lily, of course, rivers. And the sunset, and darkness come, and gradually, again contract, you know. The lotus does that. So, if Krishna wants, he can make the distance far, and as an orange or something, sometimes it can be shrunk. So the land can shrink, and so much so by the mercy of Krishna, the desire, so that the distance between South India and Vrindavan is very short, and he can cover it in 3 days, which is the distance of maybe for some month. In those days, walking, a blind man and one little boy, he is guiding him, holding his hand. Come, I'll take you to Vrindavan. And still, if you go to Vrindavan, see that place is there. Samadhi, Billamangal, still. Not far from where Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, our Acharya, is towards his deity. In Gopinath Bazar. You go, he said, Billamangal Samadhi. Thousands of years, even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Billamangal is still there. Doing his bhajan. Samadhi is still there. It's worth seeing, visiting, when you go to Vrindavan. This time, every year I see devotees from Australia, some from New Zealand, known faces to me, some Matajis, some Brahmacharis. We go in Parikram. Sometimes when you go to Burkina, we go and visit that place. So if you have a chance, please visit. Hare Krishna. I don't take much of your time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.